Well, we're on our third channel for the fate of our womb, brown-hued women walk on common ground. And I just wanted to go back through a couple of things from our discussion this morning that was off the recording and then move into this afternoon's channel and topic. There was a couple of things that happened, and I want to be very clear about my channel and the way that the channel comes through me. So a lot of times, the first thing is, a lot of times if I don't have an answer right away, I put it in what I call the percolator, and most of the time, almost 100% of the time, the answer is going to come up in the morning, the next morning. So sometimes even if I'm working with a client, I might say, you know, I don't have that answer for you right now. I'll get back with you. That's the first thing. The second thing is, in our discussion this morning, there were some things that were what we would call probabilities or possibilities. And so the channel is not predictive. These are not things that are going to absolutely happen. If you ever hear me in channel say, I see this or I see that, we are human beings. We still have the agency of free will. So that is very important to know. And that agency of free will change the circumstances. So, again, the things that we were talking about in the morning were a little predictive in nature. I'm sorry, not predictive in nature, a little within the field of all possibilities. It was partially a possibility. And so when we are coming into that sort of conversation, just be aware of that. Just be aware that in the free range, everybody has possibility. Everybody has free will. I mean, the third thing is that I'd like to highlight, just based off of the conversations of the first three gatherings, is we are not attempting, remember that the common ground is respect and love for another person's position. And it was really interesting during the break this afternoon, I was on Facebook and there was two posts. One was a woman out of Atlanta who was actually offering firearms lessons to women. And the second post was another person, I think in North Carolina, who was talking about survival training, learning how to work a bow and arrow. And then I have another person, I think in Texas, who teaches Tai Chi and martial arts and self-defense. So this is a prime example of, you know, love is not always saying. Love is strength as well as softness and kindness and being able to stand your ground and hold your position. And through this, you know, the common ground is not attempting to change or convince anybody to shift anybody into your point of view. What the common ground is to elevate everyone so we see the humanity and respect the effort of the other person, because in these times we're not going to necessarily all have the same gift, and some of this is going to be more in the esoteric realms and the energy frequencies. Other people are going to be just downright practical in the dirt, moving things. Other people will be nurturing. Other people will be survivalists. Other people will be doing things that are, you know, around physical fitness. And, you know, so there's all of these different things. And so the purpose of this is not necessarily to say we are gathering for any specific reason. The purpose of this is to say, that the messages of the light worker is not necessarily being present or presented to our community in a way that is going to support what we would consider to be frequency or elevation or spiritual growth in the esoteric realm. So, again, I would mention that I had gone to that workshop and I looked around and I was the only person of African descent in the room, you know, and here this man is talking about DNA, the esoteric DNA, how you move and mind the Akashic, which is a thing that he does in particular, that is his phrasing. How are we getting this information? And so that was one of the things that has really begun to come forward. And then finally, two more points. The first is human being to human being, I wrote down this afternoon, that the energy that we are carrying that is source is within every human being. We are not saying at all that one culture or race is superior to another. We are all from the same source, the same being, the same Anononioshkonai holiness. And then our bodies are the casings of that that energy that is its source. And so sometimes, it was really interesting what I wrote down today, is sometimes the body is held in a coffee mug, a teacup, a tumbler, a wine glass. So the casing is unique to what we've come as our function in this world, and quite frankly, to assist us with our growth, our development, both physically, spiritually, emotionally, and mentally. So, some of us come in a casing that's African American, other comes in European, other comes in Asian, and so this is not about superiority or trying to promote superiority of power. It is more about understanding the spiritual essences that are available, and are we as a whole culture moving ourselves into the new energy? Okay, this new energy is here. And so if we continue to hold on en masse of the real atrocities of centuries of mass incarceration and dysfunctional families. And again, we're not saying across the board everyone, we're saying that it's real for a large segment of our community. So those were the things, and then I guess finally, this idea came up in my inner vision today, and I asked, what is being highlighted here, that there's no home to go to, that even the continent of Africa has different cultures, et cetera. And so in the Holocaust, Israel was formed, and so there was cultural identity, economic identity, social identity, and spiritual or religious identity. And the slave trade, Yokona, if we want to put it that way, caused a lot of division, distrust, diversity of perception, and no cultural, social, economic, or spiritual foundation across the nation of African brown youth people. So, those were just the thoughts during the break. So just to ponder on those things, because this is me, this is not spirit, this is Mercedes. And I think that this is an evolution and an evolving work. So I'm open to hearing points of views and comments, and we'll put things into spirit, Questions will come up, and we'll just put them right in spirit. And I will learn as I go, and we will learn as we go. As you are, I am, and as I am, you are. So that is a bit of the preamble. We are going to the question that came up in my mind's inner eye was, where are the light workers amongst us? Where that question came from was at the beginning of the year, I had we'll call it an insight for right now, that showed that there was going to be three events in 2017. However, the channel I had mentioned about said don't get caught up in the timing because sometimes it's a little off. There was going to be three catalytic events, and the first, I believe, is the election and the inauguration of number 45. And that is creating some real stirring of the energy on a lot of different levels, And what's the insight, what guidance was telling me at the time, was that the direction of the spiritual awakening was going to come from two directions. Listen to this, it's very interesting. The first direction, and this is not linear, so I'm just saying first as a matter of the you know, the point is, the first point is, that light workers who have had a very unsettling time between 2012 to 2016, but in particular 2014 to 2016, where you might not have felt like you ever had your feet on the ground financially, it may be tough, relationships have been tough, you have been in sort of your own personal, I'll call it spiritual university, where the information is downloading so quickly and so in such great abundance that you almost could not keep up. And there was also great changes in your body. There might have been some illness. There might have also been some discomfort in so that you could handle the different frequencies and the downloads and the just the mental, unknown on the HK now, mental, emotional discomfort or discord that was in front of you as you were going through this tremendous spiritual growth. The opening of the heart chakras for the light workers in this case is the opening of the heart chakra so that you can bridge your way through down into the third, down through the fourth chakra into the third, the second, and the first chakra, and down into the earth star so that you can really bring your gifts and a home into this dimension. And it's been really interesting. I was with a group of women about 3 weeks ago, and I said, how many of you new jobs that you just totally were unexpected and maybe had been in unexpected areas and you either wanted a shift or a change in your work or you wanted or you've been seeking work for a while? And several hands went up, and I would consider this to be a community of gifted women. And the reason being is because the second category of people are people who have been living in the first, second, and third chakra, first, second, and third chakra, primarily survival, how you're creating your life, and the power or your internal fortitude of how you're running your life, and maybe not have been so much in the fourth chakra, and you're going to have, or these people are going to have, a heart centering, a heart awakening, and a heart awakening, and what will end up happening in this case is, they will now be more interested in all things spiritual, and it will feel very uncomfortable. And if you're a light worker or a spiritual being and you've gone through some sort of spiritual journey, just imagine how you felt over time, and maybe some of you have been very isolated and not had teachers. Others will have been seeking and seeking and seeking and might have a whole range of teachers, range of people. And so this second category of person, many will be men, is what I saw. And it was really interesting because they would never consider themselves to be a light worker. That's not a word that they would use, but they're doing light work. In other words, they're gathering people. They're helping humanity. They're doing some real sort of roll-up-your-sleeves work for social benefit, social good. And so they won't consider themselves light workers, but they're going to be having all of this opening of emotion and touchy-feely space and going off into meditation deeper than they've ever gone before, maybe going to a new place of peace and wanting more of it and wondering, is this really enough? You know, the questions that we've all gone through. So basically there's going to be this convergence. Excuse me just a moment. Take a breath of water here. Basically, there's going to be this convergence, but the bottom line is from both ends of the energetic spectrum, and we're just using the seven chakras. We're not going into the eighth and the 14th and the earth star and down, up and down. but there's going to be this convergence of heart space awakening. So when we look at the demonstrations that are happening in America right now, the passion in which people are speaking their points, the coming together of many various communities to rally, to make a call, to say that we want our lives to look this way as opposed to this way. There's a tremendous opening. And what is Nono Yeshkina, and what is available is not going back, you know. So the final thing I'd like to say is I had a little bit of an awakening, and I haven't really spoken a realization kind of awakening. I sat quietly one day and I asked, you know, my famous question, what are the metaphysics of all this? And I said, you know, what is 45's heart? You know, what is his heart? What is his, you know, what does it look like? You know, so I have to admit, in the back of my mind, as I'm thinking about, and I don't mean to color my remarks often with my opinions of things, but it's been, you know, we're back to seeing pictures of people being rounded up in the streets. Whether or not you agree with the position of why this is happening, it is the visual image, and it creates fear and anguish and anger. So I'm thinking, you know, this is, you know, bah humbug. This person's got to have a heart of, you know, coal or something. And what Spirit showed me was, no, he believes in what he's doing. He's in his integrity. So what is the spiritual purpose? What is the metaphysics of all of this? It is to get us to walk on common ground. It is another point of view of common ground. And that theme is going to keep reverberating through our lifestyle for the next little while. So while I am speaking of the African woman in particular, and that's not going to go away, at least through the portion of me developing this art series and the series of talks and going out talking with people about this, it is incredibly poignant that what is happening is occurring, so that we're having this great stirring of the pot, so that people are taking inner view of themselves at a so much deeper level than they've ever been at before. So that is a preamble a little bit. We're going to do the question that has come up in the reflection time and my contemplation time in between our sessions is, where are the light workers? What is the metaphysical to all of this? Where are our light workers? Where are the African-American women who are doing the space in the, in the esoteric realm? I think we're going to be surprised. I think that some of the things that are going to come through Spirit are going to be elevating. So I'm looking forward to this. So if we could just close our eyes and take a few deep inhalations and exhalations. Opening our heart space, allowing ourselves to come into that precious space within ourselves. Sighing, just releasing the sigh. Bringing all parts of you. Part that is the daughter, the mother, the sister, the aunt, the godmother, grandmother, the cousin. The boss. And little functions and the wife. Bringing all those different aspects of you into your heart and just saying I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you. Releasing yourself into the frequency. We did some frequency work today. Just exploring the frequency of the space that we call source. Source within us. Keep breathing in and out, just melding yourself into source and resting there for a moment. And put together this question. This question, where's the light workers? How are we learning? How are we learning about the esoteric states? Welcome. And we would like to say we love you, we love you, we love you as well. Where are the light workers? As our vessel has stated, there is going to be, or that we are in progress, Yokona, a great awakening, Yeshkena, of the spiritual space, Yekena Nananiyoko. On all levels of existence, Yeshkena, this planet, this space that we call Earth, Yekena Nananiyoko Okona. Yekena Nananiyoko Okona, Yeshkena Nananiyoko Okona. So it is important that you understand that the teaching is not always formalized. You go to a classroom, you pay a fee or a tuition or a registration. Because what we are talking about here, is the opening and awakening of your spiritual essence, the awareness, that quintessential essence, without the trappings of your everyday Yeshkena living, Yekena Nananiyoko. So as we go through this space, Yekena Nananiyoko, what occurs, Yena, is Yekena quite simply, Yekena Nananiyoko, like everything else that you would put into any part type of manifestation, Yekena Nananiyoko, the teachers will appear. And they won't always be in the classroom, Yeshkena Nananiyoko Okona. It was interesting, in January recently, our vessel had an event in our home, and it was primarily an African-American audience, both men and women, and we waited for this one attendee. It's not something that our vessel does, because she does consider this to be a sacred appointment with spirit, so she usually starts pretty much on time. But there was a feeling that she should wait for this one individual, so she did. And when the lady appeared, it was almost 35 minutes later than the appointed start time, and she was holding on to her purse and was not really wanting to get comfortable too much, but she said that her guidance had asked her, her guidance was urging her and pushing her, and so finally she got herself out of the door at the time that we would be starting, and so, and she got here, about 30 or 35 minutes, after the appointed time, And it was so interesting. Mercedes asked her to, put her purse down, kind of get comfortable, act like you were going to stay for a minute, But she was prepared just in case she had to make that quick exit, But in the long run, Ieshkena, after the channel, Ieshkona, Iekena, and Ananyoko, in the exchange of friendship and warm acceptance, Iekena, Ananyoko, she said one of the reasons why she was hesitating to come, well, it was two reasons. Ananyoko, she had seen Mercedes on Facebook, and this was way different from what was on Facebook, she said. And then the second thing was, and she had seen what was on Facebook, and she says, well, you know, I've got people in my family. Almost every female person in our family has got a little bit of a gift of some sort. So why is this going to be any different? So in contemplation, as we have been saying all along, this group as a culture has inside of them, your group as a culture, inside of you, has these tremendous gifts, yokona nani yeshkena. And sometimes we are listening to them, Iokona, and other times we are not, Yeshkena Naniyoko. And so we would also say that the gifted are going from generation to generation, Ononono Yeshkena. And you will hear, my mother had it, my sister had it, my aunt had it, and I have it, Iokona Yeshkena. So why is there any need for me to be, Ononono Yeshkena, this is the extrapolation. Why would there be any need for me to be in someone's living room? In an intimate gathering, Iokona, Yeshkena, to talk directly to source, Iokona, or the wise ones or the ancients, Iokona, Nani Yekena. Why would there be any need? Because I'm tapped in, Iokona, Yeshkena, Nani Yoko. So the light workers are Nani Yoshkona, plentiful, Yeshkena, Nani Yoko. And as we would say, they are not considering themselves to be light workers, because they're just doing what is in their family tradition. It is within the family tradition. It is within the family space. And we would also say it is within the family safety. Let's exhale. For someone, this is touching very deeply. Yokona nana yeshke. Someone who will be listening to this can relate. Yokona. So then, yeshke nana nana yoko, to step out and say, I am a light worker, yeshkona, in the very esoteric woo-woo, new age definition of the word. Ononono yeshke is not something that is in the cultural paradigm. Yokona yeshke nana yoko, and certainly would not be in the paradigm of commerce, Iokona Ieshkena. Because quite frankly, Ieshkena Nananiyoko, one who devotes and dedicates their lives, Iokona is Nananiyoshkona Iekena. It is almost like being a professional ball player. You know, Ieshkona, you were called a star and might have gotten a high school star might have gotten a college scholarship, but how many people actually make it into being a professional football player? Well, we would say this the same progression. However, with one exception, how many people would actually be striving to be a professional light worker, as it were? And then what does that look like? The other thing, Yoshkona na Iekena, that it seems to be that is coming forward that we can see, Iokona Ieshkena, is that there is some hesitation as to what that would look like, Iokona Ieshkena. So you may be on the internet, Yoshkona Ieshkena, I'm smelling tobacco. It's very interesting. Somebody has come forward. So you would, that has distracted me a little bit. I'm smelling tobacco. So, keep focused. But you would go on the internet or you would see marketing schemes, Iokona and Ananayeshkena, like coaches and life coaches and business coaches and spiritual coaches and and how to build your mailing list, And for the African-American community, Yeshkona and Yeshkena, this type of activity tends to be much more personal. Yeshkona, Yeshkena, Naniyoko, Okena. Our vessel, Yeshkena, Naniyoko, is a marketing executive by profession. Yokona, very executive-level marketing, former marketing executive. Yeshkona, Yeshkena, we put the emphasis on former. She is stepping into her gift, Yeshkona, Yeshkena. However, she is not doing the marketing things, the business things, Yeshkona, Yeshkena, to really generate and develop a following, Yeshkona, Yeshkena, where there will be a room of 200 or 300 people, Yeshkena, Naniyoko. And some of it was past life and fears, you know, Yokona Ieshkena, Nananyoko Ikena. We were the witches, Yokona Ieshkena, the seers, Yokona, the truth tellers, Yokona Ieshkena. And there has been a lot of Yokona Ieshkena. We'll say ancestral versus past life, but there has been a lot of ancestral Nananyoko Okona occurrence within the structure of our physical self, because we are dealing with the DNA, Yokona, Yeshkena, possibly tomorrow, Yeshkena, and within that structure, Yokona, Yeshkena, the fear, just as we were saying, slavery, the fear of those things, Yokona, are also Yokona present, Yeshkena, Nananyoko. So culturally, I think, Yeshkona, Yeshkena, it looks a little different for the African-American Nananayoshkona Ieshkena, a woman, Ieshkena Nanayoko. The other thing that we would say, and what has come forward, actually, I have just seen it. I see a beautiful African woman, Onono Ieshkena, dressed in colorful fabric, Yoshkona Ieshkena. Her locks are Onono Ieshkena flowing, Ieshkena Nananayoshkona. And she is providing a present, Yokona. Maybe she brought the tobacco, Yeshkena. And I see her, and she has a lifestyle, Yokona, Yeshkena, and a very regal presence, Yokona, Yeshkena. And she is working with the herb, Yokona, Yeshkena, Ananiyoko. And she is working with the earth, Yokona, and crystals, Yeshkena, Ananiyoko, Okona. And she is a very beautiful woman, Yeshkona, Yeshkena, but not necessarily in the traditional business suit and tie Western sense, Yokona Ieshkena. And there is a separateness to her, Okona Ieshkena. I also see Yokona Ieshkena, another woman, Ieshkena Nananiyoko. And Yeshkena Nananiyoko, and she is dressed in a very formal suit, Yeshkona Yeshkena, and her hair is pressed and straightened, Yeshkena Nananiyoko. She has a business suit, Yokona Yeshkena, and a briefcase, Yeshkena Nananiyoko. While we would not quantify their gifts, Yokona Yeshkena, they are similar. Think about that. They are similar, Yeshkona. Both have sight. They have inner vision, Onono Ieshkena. Both are extremely intuitive, Ieshkena Nanayoko Okona. Both, Yokona Nanayeshkena, had nurturing elders, Yokona, that taught them the ways of herbs and medicines, Yokona Ieshkena. And both, Ieshkena Nananiyoko Okona, have had conversations with Source, Yokona Ieshkena, and planted the sacred seeds in the divine Yokona with the full expectations that they will blossom, sprout, blossom, reap, Anonono Ieshkena, and there would be something to sow, Anonono Ieshkena, and harvest, something to harvest, Yokona Ieshkena, and then that harvest would then provide another sowing, another planting, Ieshkena Nanayoko. These are two entirely different women, Yokona Ieshkena, if you were looking at them, Yoshkona na Ieshkena. But the common ground is that cultural perspective, Ieshkena na Naniyoko, that we don't talk about, Ieshkena, Yokona Ieshkena na Naniyoko, and we do not share often, Ieshkena na Naniyoko Okona. And if it is shared in the one segment, Yokona, it is done very quietly, Ieshkena na Naniyoko. Anana Ieshkena Nananiyoko Okona. So there is a perception, and we would actually say a misperception, iopona ieshkena, that you cannot walk in both worlds, iopona na ieshkena, and be viable in a material sense, iopona, and possibly we would even say a survival sense, iopona ieshkena. So these are the things, ieshkena ananana ioko, that will be in the shifts and changes, iopona ieshkena. And that is the reason and the purpose for this message at this time, iekena nananiyoko, because there will be these two convergences, one from the light worker, ieshkona ieshkena nananiyoko, and then another, ieshkona iekena, from the earth worker, ieshkena niyoko iekena. And they both will, ieshkena, become very aware of their light body, ieshkona ananiyeshkena nananiyoko. Very aware of the light body, ieshkona ieshkena, as well as the physical casing, ieshkona ieshkena, that houses your true essence, ieshkena nananiyoko okona. So, ieshkena nanieshkena nananiyoko okona ieshkena. We would say, ieshkena, where are the light workers? Ieshkena nananiyoko. Now, ieshkena nananiyoko ieshkena, there is a convergence, ieshkona, and this convergence, ieshkena, means ieshkena, that the business suit looks at the wonderful nananiyoko cultural ieshkena garment, ieshkena nananiyoko, and they look at each other, ieshkena, and they say, ieshkena, I see myself in your soul, ieshkena nananiyoko. As a matter of fact, there was something in the command that said this, iokona ieshkena. The vessel is seeing if she can find it. Ieshkena iokona. Ianana nayoko ieshkena. The last page it says, may I look into your eyes and see your soul, iokona ieshkena. And may I look into your eyes and see my soul, ieshkena nananiyoshkona iena. So when we are talking about common ground and the emergence, the nanoyoko, of the light body, iokona ieshkena, it is the ones that dwell and work on all levels, iekena, of the frequency, ieshkena nananiyoko. And that is why the DNA and the discussion about iokona, as above, so below, the law of correspondence, is so critical, ieshkena nananiyoko, to understanding the new energy, iekena nananiyoko. Because not all people are going to be able to access, especially as their gift is emerging, iokona, the interdimensions, iokona, the interdimensionality of their being, of their very being, iokona, ieshkena, niekena. So some people will be iokona in the earth star, iokona, ieshkena, and they will be able to access the records of the record keepers of the earth that are housed in the deep core of the earth, iokona, in the interdimensional planes, iokona niekena. Other people will be able to see other women, ananoyoshkona in particular, men too, ieshkena. But we are talking of women, ananoyoko at this moment, will be able to work on the earthly plane, ieshkena, in the ananoyeshkena, and see into the past, the linearity of the illusion of the reality, and see into iokona, the interdimensional planes, iokona, as they are walking on the surface, nananiyoko. Other people, ieshkena, will look into the galaxies and stars, iokona, iekena, and be able to see the shifts and changes, not just through the astrology, nananiyoko, but as our vessel recently learned, into the deep space, and nananiyoshkena, and the multiplexes, ananoyoshkona, and be able to read the galaxies, iokona ieshkena. And that is why it is so important, ieshkena niokona, know that as above, so below, ieshkena naniyekena. And all of these elements, the interdimensionality of the physical plane, the interdimensionality of the multiplex or the multiverse plane, and the interdimensionality, ananoyoshkona, of the earth plane, ananiyeshkena nananiyoko okona, all exist iekena nananiyoko within the human being, ananiyoko, and the quantum interdimensional energetic fields of each human being, iokona iekena. So our purpose in bringing this information, iokona, iekena, is that we do not see it, iokona, being disseminated, iokona, within the brown-hued women Ananiyoko community, iekena, Ananani Yeshkena Ananiyoko. And we must remind you that we started this discussion, iokona, iekena, the very first day, iekena, Ananiyoko, saying, iekena, Ananiyoko, that you are indigenous in your spirit, iokona, in your very beginnings. You are an indigenous Ananiyoko tribe, iokona, Ananiyokona, of brilliance, Ananiyoko, iekena. And so, iekena, these are the things, iokona, iekena, that become the tools, iokona, iekena, of the very spiritual, iokona, iekena, existence of manifestation in your world, iokona, iekena. So we would remind you, iekena, that that there is a certain culture. They go to the temple, iekena, and they train in martial arts and tai chi. Anononi iekena, there is a place, iokona, for your community as well, iekena. We would remind you, iekena nananiyoko, that there is a place, iekena nananiyoko, for understanding the texture of the crust of the earth itself, iekona iekena, and understanding where the water is located, iekena nananiyoko, and where the animals dwell, iekena nananiyoko, and how to move through geography, iokona iekena, without the use of a cell phone and GPS, iokona iekena, by looking in the stars, understanding the earth, iokona iekena, and the signals and signs, iokona iekena. This is not a signal of doom and gloom, iokona, like there is some war coming, iokona, although we see that there is great turmoil and chaos, iokona iekena. But there's order in that chaos, iokona iekena. And what we are saying is that to access that order, iokona, and not just go along with the flow and find out that 3 years from now you are no better off in a different space, anono iekena nanayoko, with a cultural headache, iekena nanayoko, stomping your feet for the same things that nothing has progressed, iokona iekena. We are saying, iekena nanayoko, that the advancement of your beautiful people, iekona, is not a collateral circumstance of something that just happens, a happenstance, anonona iekena. It can be a beautiful tapestry, anonona iekena, of the collective gifts, iekona iekena, of each and every one of the beautiful hues, iekona, richness, iekona, dialects, iekona, and fabrics, iokona iekena, of the brown-hued woman, iekena nanayoko okona. This work, iekena nanayoko, will happen, iekona, the transition, the transformation will happen, iekona iekena. Our vessel often says this way, you can do it this way, ononone iekke, or you can do it this way, iekena nanayoko. So as we spoke earlier, common ground is the coming together with the liberation to understand each other, iokona, to visit each other's places of business, iokona, iekena, to sample each other's food, iekena, to not make judgment around what people are eating, iokona, that is another big area on iekena. We are better because we are this, because we eat this way, or you are less than humane if you eat another way, ononon iekena, when the fact is that the body is going to require what the body requires, iokona. Now, we are not saying that there is not abuse of food, ononon iekena, but there must be tolerance around food, iokona iekena. There must be tolerance around hair texture, okona iekena. There must be tolerance about our choices of where we choose to enter society, iokona, ananana iokona, because when it comes right down to it, every different facet, every different aspect is an aspect of the divine, iekena, personified, iekena nanayoko. So you can do it this way or you can do it this way. Anonono iekena nanayoko. You can do it the easy way and seek and understand and commune and Anonono Niyoko Iekena, come together with common interests, Yokona Ieshkena, and understand for the common good, Ieshkena, that there were many talents in the womb, Yokona Ieshkena, Anonono Yoko, or you can fight, Yokona, and have judgment, Ieshkena Nana Yoko, and stay within your homes with your very limited and small gifts, Yokona Ieshkena, that is not allowing you to be in the expansiveness of the divine itself, Yokona Ieshkena, because it is the similar, it is the Anami Ieshkona, it is the Yokona Ieshkena. It is the compartmentalization of, we've always done it this way. Anono Ieshkena, it has always looked that way. Anono Ieshkena, our grandmother always used to tell us these things, Ieshkena Nana Yoko, Ieshkena. And now, Ieshkena Nana Yoko, in the new energy, Ieshkena, there is much to learn. Anono Ieshkena, your life lessons do not have to come through karma, Ieshkona Ieshkena Nana Yoko. And you do not have to accept the detriments that are before you, Ieshkena Nana Yoko. And that through your very voice, you can command your existence, Iyakona, and your journey, Iyashkona, Iyashkena. And you can do this for the individual person that you are, Iyashkona, and you can do it for your collective as well, Iyashkena, Nana, Yoko. There are certain things that are happening right now that have been very interesting, Iyakona, Iyashkena, because, Nono, Iyashkena, one group does not have the vote to stop the other group, Iyakona, Iyashkena. Anonono Yoko Okona Iekena. But the vote in the esoteric realm, Iokona, exists Iekena, and is called alignment for the greater good of humanity, Ieshkena Nanono Yoko Okona. It is spiritual activism, whether it is happening in your privacy of your home, Anonono Ieshkena, or whether it is happening within a collective group, Iokona, with a common purpose, Anonono Ieshkena, and a common stated outcome, Iokona Ieshkena Nana Yoko. Too long, Ieshkena Nana Yoko, we have accepted, Ieshkena, what is before us. Anono Ieshkena, what is before you, Ieshkena, too long, you have accepted what is before you, Ieshkena Nana Yoko. Anana Ieshkena Nana Yoko. So where are the light workers in Anono Ieshkena? That is the question, Ieshkena Nana Yoko. And don't be so quick to label one a light worker, Ieshkena Nana Yoko, because that could keep them scurrying to the closet, Ieshkena, for at least another decade, Ieshkena Nana Yoko. But if you just accept the gift that is in front of you, Ieshkona, Anana Nieke, and seek to understand it and encourage and nurture Iyakona, Ieshkena, then think of the wonderment that will become available, Ieshkena Nana Yoko Okona. Know this, Ieshkena Nana Yoko Ieshkena. For many of you, Ieshkena, no, that's not the right translation. Know this, Ieshkena Nana Yoko, this is embedded within your indigenous quantum essence, Iyakona Ieshkena. This is a remembrance, Iyakona Ieshkena Nana Yoko. Well, some learning will have to transpire because Ieshkena Nana Yoko, it is forgotten, Anono Ieshkena. In other realms and other ways, Ieshkena Nana Yoko, it is just there for the reaping, Iyakona, for the access, Iyakona Ieshkena Nana Yoko. We said, Nana Yoko, a channel ago, Ieshkena Nana Yoko, that is asking the question, Iyakona Ieshkena. So the purpose of this communication at this time is even if you do not know the question, Iyakona Ieshkena, you can ask for the question, Ieshkena Nana Yoko. You can ask to be expanded beyond the realm of what you know to ask, Iyakona Ieshkena. And again, that will be another way in Anono Ieshkena of expanding yourself, expanding Anono Ieshkena Ieshkena, your point of view, Ieshkena Anono Ieshkena Ieshkena, and the capacity of your heart, Ieshkena Ieshkena. We will say Ieshkena Anono Ieshkena Ieshkena, and we have said Ieshkena Ieshkena Anono Ieshkena. There are many people out there saying that for $1,200 we will teach you this, Iokona, Iokona, or for $500 we will teach you that, Okona, Ieshkena. And people have to make a living, and so we are not Ananana Yoko Iekena treating this with disparity, Ononi Ieshkena. But so much is within you, Iokona Ieshkena, and that is what really what we would wish you to know, Ieshkena, that there is so much learning and teaching when you just Anana Nyoko connect Iekena to these spaces, Iekena, at whatever frequency you are Anona Ieshkena, we're gonna say designed, Ononi Iekena, but whatever frequencies that are Anana Ieshkena natural to you, Ieshkena Anana Nyoko Okona. We spoke earlier today, so we will say it in this format, Okona Ieshkena, to understand who is before you, Iokona, as a teacher, Iokona Ieshkena. And sometimes it could be a young child, it could be an animal, it could be a flower, it could be a cloudy day. Ononona Ieshkena. The teacher does not always come in two legs, Ononona Ieshkena, with a wise robe, Iokona, and long flowing gray hair and a beard, Ioshkona Ieshkena. Teachers come in all shapes and sizes, Iokona, all ages, Iokona Ieshkena, and all forms of biology, Iokona Nani Ieshkena Nani Yoko. So when you ask the question, expand me, allow me to know the esoteric frequencies so that I may bring light into the world, Iokona Ieshkena. Also ask Ieshkena Nyoko for the teacher Ieshkena to become present, who has an open heart in Ononi Ieshkena, a wise tongue, Ieshkena Nana Yoko, and a quick twinkle in their eye, Anana Nyoko Ieshkena. They will be delighted to have you as a student, Ieshkena Nana Nyoko, and you will be delighted to have them as a student as well, Ieshkena Nana Nyoko. Because when two essences of force come together, Ieshkena, there is a third Anana Nyoko force that is created that ripples out into the universe, and the universe is never the same again because you have come together, Ieshkona Ieshkena Anana Nyoko. So this learning does not have to be formalized in any way, Ieshkena. There are routes to go. There are ways to go, Ieshkena Anana Nyoko, Ieshkena. But we are encouraging you, Ieshkena Nana Nyoko, to truly understand, Ieshkena, that within this quantum field, Ieshkena Nana Nyoko, that takes you out of the linear progression, Ieshkona Ieshkena Nana Nyoko, there is so much relaxing of the brain and the softening of the eyes, Ieshkona Ieshkena. This is the second time we have mentioned it. We will talk about it more tomorrow, Ieshkena Nana Nyoko. But when you can get into that space where you just soften, Ieshkena Nana Nyoko, then the realms will open to you, Ieshkena Nana Nyoko. So I think Ieshkona Ieshkena, Iokona Ieshkena, Iokona Ieshkona, Iokona Ieshkena, Ieshkena Nana Nyoko. I think that is all for now. Ieshkena Nana Nyoko. We love you, we love you, we love you. Ieshkona Ieshkena. We love you very deeply. Ieshkona Ieshkena. And Ieshkona Ieshkena. We wish you adieu.